Blog Talk Radio.
It might seem crazy what I'm about to say. Sometimes you should heal, you can take a break. I'm a hot air balloon that could go to space. With the air, like I don't care, baby, by the way.
Because we are going to talk about something really, really happy. I'm going to combine tomorrow's talk with today. And we have our wonderful angel, Candy Potter, with us. Hi, Candy.
Hi, how are you?
I'm doing fabulous. If you just give me a few minutes, I'll get right to you.
I had to click out of chat because I couldn't turn the volume off there, and I was getting an echo everywhere.
Well, I am so sorry. Just give me a few minutes, and then I'm going to get right back to you so we can tell everybody who you are and what you do. Anyway, again, you're listening to Bonnie Albers. I am a psychic, intuitive spirit medium. And then I'm going to give you my other initials. I'm an RN, an LNC, a life coach. I am a counselor, and I specialize in love, romance, relationships, sexual issues, and all those little issues that life hands you. We don't say problems with me, we say issues, because we can work through and help solve and help you with any issues that you have. So I love what I do. I rock everything that I do, but my big love, of course, is I'm an intuitive psychic spirit medium. I love spirit. And you can reach me. I have a new website. It all isn't done yet, but at least you can get a hold of me there at BonnieAlbersOnAir.com. There I have my shows embedded, I think, in the blog page or home page. And so if you miss this show and you don't want to go into the archive, you can get it right on my web page. So I also would love you to like us on Blog Talk. I have a million wonderful shows, and I love all the people I bring through. So if you like me on Blog Talk, you'll get all the shows when they come up. I also can be reached at Facebook, Bonnie Mosenter Albers. Just friend me or message me. Let me know what you want. And my email, Skype, and everything is on my webpage. Again, I do private readings. I also do counseling. And on the webpage under contact, there's a little button that lets me know what you want. So if you press the little arrow, it goes into counseling or a private reading for psychic mediumistic abilities. Just tell me what you want, and it'll send it to me, and I'll contact you from there. But today, we are going to talk about angels, and today we have our angel with us. She rocks angels. She hears angels. She gets downloads from angels, and I can attest to that. So I'd like to introduce you to Candy Emery Potter, if you don't know who she is. Candy, tell everybody what you do, how to get a hold of you.
Hi. My name is Candy Potter Emery. I'm in Houston. I rock the angels. I do angel card readings. I get messages from the angels. I see the angels in their when I meditate, in their natural form of, like, different swirls of color. You can reach me at www.CandiCePotter.com. And I'm ready to rock the angels with you today, Bonnie.
I am so excited because I got to tell everybody, I was so drawn to the chakras on Monday, and spirit is still hitting me with them. So what Candy and I decided to do is to combine angels and chakra colors. And the one chakra that I was given last week, and it's really the important chakra for all of you, is the solar plexus chakra. Again, it's our ability to be confident, to be in control of our lives. I mean, think about that. Your solar plexus runs all of the things that you feel about yourself and how you're going to move forward in your life. The location for that solar plexus chakra is your upper abdomen in your stomach area. And you know, and you are one of them, Candy, but you know when you get that feeling in the pit of your stomach?
Pit of your stomach. Right.
Yeah.
That's called intuition and or gut feeling.
Absolutely. So I feel like, and I put intuition next to it because it doesn't have it, but that's where all of your intuition tells you there's something you have to look at. So it's a really important chakra. It also deals with emotional issues, self-worth, self-confidence, and self-esteem. Self. So I love this chakra. Because a lot of people, when that chakra is off and isn't working properly or blocked, this is where all of those self issues come from. I do know, Candy, that you have an angel. And the color for this chakra, by the way, is the
yellow
color. Mm-hmm. And you are going to tell us what angel rocks that yellow color. So can you tell us what angel rocks that solar plexus chakra?
It's Archangel Jaziel. She or he, because sometimes you don't, people feel as a she, sometimes people feel the archangels as he, she or he. And we're told that they can be both, or how you perceive them. And he or she is also associated with the solar plex, and which, you know, is the color yellow itself. Archangel Jaziel is also said to have guarded the tree of life with the flaming sword. They wear tunic and has warm and penetrating blue eyes. And they say that he has large, shimmering wings and they cast a soft golden light over everything near them.
You know, I love that angel. I got to tell you, when mm-hmm. we were talking, you said you saw a big aura of yellow around me. My favorite color is really crazy because my favorite color is yellow, and I so rock silver and whatever else, gold and his big white wings. So, and you know, mm-hmm. I have blue eyes and blonde hair. So to me, of course, my dude, my guardian angel, which I know all of them guard, you know, you can call in any angel at any time to help you. But I rock with Gabriel. I always think he's the coolest looking dude I've ever seen. But I do love Jophiel because all about yellow is bright and happy. It is a good, great, great feeling. Especially that he rocks or she rocks the solar plexus, because the solar plexus, again, is all about self. And unless we love ourselves, go ahead.
Another beautiful fact is his name actually her name means beauty of God. This archangel also works with patrons of artists, and he was said to be in the Garden of Eden.
I hope he or she didn't eat that apple, because I'm a little sick about that. maybe if Eve didn't eat that apple, if that's what you believe, Adam would have his period, okay? So, you know, I'm not thrilled about that apple. I'm an apple lover, but I'm only kidding, because all of you that believe in Genesis or anybody that does, I rock that, you know, in the Jewish religion, we're taught, which I love, and any religion, that a woman was made equal and next to it. That's why it was made from the rib. But man, why did she have to eat that apple? Because then Adam could have had his period and maybe had childbirth.
That's right.
But no, I'm like,
that's true.
So,
yeah.
You know what, Candy, which is really interesting, and I love, that we have seven chakras. We have a lot more than that, but mm-hmm. the seven major colors.
Right.
And we have the seven rays of angel colors.
Angel.
And I love that.
Right. Yeah. The blue color associates with Archangel Michael. And he is the leader of the holy angels, which, you know, they are other angels. And then there's pink. That goes with Archangel Shamael, the angel of peaceful relationships. White, which is Archangel Gabriel.
Yeah.
And that's your favorite. I know that. And then we have green with Archangel Raphael. He is the angel of healing. We have red, which is Archangel Uriel. It's the Archangel of wisdom. And next color is purple, Zedekiel, the angel of mercy.
I love all those angels.
But when I see purple, that to me, that is Metatron. That's one of my favorites. I know you like Metatron. And Metatron is also an interesting archangel because he was actually one of the two archangels that were actually human. Oh, Dottie's talking. him and his twin brother, Sandalphon, they were actually Elijah and Enoch in the Bible, that they referred to as the prophet.
I love that because, you know, back then there wasn't as many people. The earth was not populated like it is now. And I love that because we have earth angels. That's what I want to get into next.
Yes,
but
we do.
I love that. I love that we actually have angels that are archangels that have been on earth, have experienced what we experienced and survived and survived to lead us to better better universes. And I love that.
Mm-hmm.
I'll tell you, I rock all of them. But, you know, you said white with Gabriel. My favorite color is yellow, but I only wear black and white. I mean, I do wear,
right.
That's not true, right? I do like wearing like hot pink and things, but my basic colors or non-colors are white and black. They do match my zodiac of the moon is white, and I'm a Cancer, and that's ruled by the moon. Black is the color of Capricorn. That's sixth sign, my opposite sign, and which is really funny. And then I love Gabriel because he was my guardian angel at birth, and he rocks the color white. So you know how intricately we are formed? We come down here with a plan. We have a life purpose, and
mm-hmm.
they are here to help us. So I think, you know, when everything falls into place, I love that. Even with the angels, the chakras, your favorite color, just think about it
mm-hmm.
and what you are here to do. Yeah, what are you here to do on earth? What's your favorite color,
mm-hmm.
Candy?
My favorite colors are blue and purple, which
so
is Archangel Michael and Archangel Metatron.
I know. So and what do you wear the most? Because this is going to be
purple.
Not
I have a purple.
Yeah.
I wear my purple sweater all the time. You can contest to that.
Yes, I can. But and did you know, like when you were a kid, did you know that all of this is not a coincidence? That this
yep.
is our divine plan here. So I love that. And you know, angels are here to help us, everyone. And I do want everybody to know that anybody at any time can call on their angels. Every one
yes.
of those angels. The good news is about if you know which angel works the best with the issue that you have or the chakra that you need, is that you can either light a candle, you can get a crystal stone, you can also ask the angels, of course, at bedtime, and you can draw on them for further help. Right, Candy?
Right, right.
And the
smoky quartz is the one that the crystal that goes with Archangel Jaffael, and she her ruling planet is also Mercury, and she's a element of air, and his day is Wednesday. And
wow!
And she can also be associated with the scents of lavender, orange, myrrh, and lemongrass. So even if you smell something, you can associate them with the archangels.
That is so cool. Can you go over that again? Because it was really quick. And I want everybody to hear. So let's go through Jaffael with the meaning and color.
Okay, her color is yellow. Her or his is yellow. She's in the ruling planet of Mercury. She is a air element. Their day is Wednesday. The scents that can be associated with them or her is lavender, orange, myrrh, or lemongrass. And his quartz is smoky quartz.
You know, that is so cool. I didn't realize, and now we have 7 days in the week, that they're each angel rocks a day.
Do you have any different day, too.
Yeah, well, I know we're talking about Jaffael today, but do you know what the other days associated with the angels, or would we get into that at another time?
No, we can go into that a different time. I mean, I don't have that right offhand that I could give to you.
Okay.
We will go through that.
You know, I always jump because I know when you're on, we're going to go through an angel. Tell us how to call on Jaffael and what Jaffael brings to us and for us when we call her.
Well, it's a very simple. You can do like an invocation, like to say, Archangel Jaffael, I have such and such problem. Please help me with this. Thank you for helping me.
She works with your divine beauty, and you can ask her to work with your divine beauty within. And you thank her, and you tell her what you would like, and you say, ask her for a beautiful outcome and gratitude, and just thank them. You can do this with any of them.
Yeah. What does she? But what I'm. She works with the solar plexus chakra. So when would you call on Jophiel? Like, what would you? Like, I know, like, when you would call on Archangel Michael or Archangel Raphael for healing. What does Jophiel, like, represent when you call on her or him?
Like, if you're feeling, like, out of sorts, or if you need to bring some beauty back into your life, you can ask for it then, and she will help you. She.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. I think she's
an angel for beautiful thoughts. She's positive. She likes the best for you. She has an uplifting energy.
That's why I think she loves the show, because we play happy. So she and he, I love to think it as a he. But.
Yeah, well, I do too. I usually think of it as a he. But just like the other day, I told you I was seeing Archangel Jophiel, Metatron, and Sandalphon around you a lot lately.
You know what? I know. I so rock those angels, and I am so happy any of the angels and all of the angels are with me. It's interesting because you heard Lisa on the air say there was a big angel standing behind me yesterday with these big white wings. So I would like to think it's my father, because I always feel like he is a ascended master, came here to help humanity. But I wonder which angel was standing behind me with those big white wings.
Well, actually, when Lisa said that, I was picking up Archangel Jophiel.
Oh, I love that. I so rock Jophiel, and I am so happy that he is with me or around me. And I love, another thing is, for everybody, and this is what I kind of preach, and I know I'm preaching to the choir here, is that our thoughts matter. Change our thoughts, change our life. Yeah, so when you think positively, when you think positively, everybody, you know, I've met some people in New York on the street when I was younger, and I would think, you know, oh my goodness, they're living on the street, and they were the happiest people. They were showing you things, they were playing music, they had a little cup in there, and I thought, you know what, it's basic. You've got to be happy or make yourself happy with what you were handed. And another big, big issue I have is if you're handed something that you don't quite want or like, you have the power, you have the ability, and you have the voice to change it. It's never easy. It's never easy. But if you start, just take that small breath and start. And I always tell everybody, Candy, that small things happen with one step, and you know that. But I always love when somebody, I say the word happy. When you say the word happy, you can't frown. Everybody try it, and then smile even wider. Again, I still hear the fake it till you make it. When you put that first foot forward, everything and anything is possible. So I love that, and I love the angels. So tell us what the difference is between the earth angels, people here on earth, and what's the definition of earth angels?
Well, earth angel is a person that is from, like, another realm. They, an earth angel that is of the angelic realm are angels who have come down to learn lessons as a human. But there's different kinds of, like, earth angels. There's the elemental, there's the Atlantean, there's the wise ones, and there's the crystal seeds, the star seeds. I mean, it can be different combinations. It's just amazing that a good book by Doreen Virtue is called Earth Angel Realm or something like that. I have it. And it explains, like, each one of the different realms. It's extremely interesting. Example, like, I say my father was an earth angel of the elemental realms
because he was an angel, but he could grow anything. He could grow roses. He could grow vegetables. He was one with the earth. And, I mean, you can just look at the different people and tell, like, they're angels.
Absolutely. We had an example, one of the peeps I was talking to yesterday, and I love her. She is usually in chat, and she met a person she felt was an earth angel. And really, when I listened to the story, both of them were wrote each other in their journey here to be each other's earth angel. I know I really believe that there are people put on this earth that are here that help others in sacrifice sometimes of themselves. And that's where I rock the earth angel because I, you know, I could name many feats that were done here until she was made a saint. An earth angel would have been Mother Teresa because she, again, sacrificed herself for others. That's on one extreme. But we have earth angels that roam the earth in our population that are here and written in your journey to help you move forward. And those earth angels, when you meet them, you will know you're in the presence of an earth angel. So that's what I love about the angels. Go ahead.
Another example of an earth angel is Lisa Nowen. She is of the angelic realm. She is pure of heart, pure of soul. She's just pure love. And when you first intertwine with her energy, it's just like, oh, hello, I know you.
I do believe we have angels put on earth, and and so I think they're all different kinds of earth angels. And Lisa is one that's here, the channels Mother Earth, which is really cool because then we can hear she channels archangels and all kinds of interesting people from that realm before us. But the one thing about Lisa is we hear from them personally, and that is an angel in itself. So we are able to hear the angels through a voice on earth. You know, I so know there are many people that come with many different attributes in the angelic realm here. And we just go along with our life not realizing that we've just touched an angel. We've just met an angel. We've just saw an angel, or an angel has changed our life. So you know, we have angels that walk the earth that we can't see. Also, I have a girl that told me that she could see the angels, and first it scared her because they're like 8 feet, you know, 9 feet tall, and they were walking around downtown. That's when the first time she ever saw them, and I was curious as to why would they just be walking around down in Winter Park in Florida. And I really believe, if I listen to the story, that she is starting to see angels, and angels do walk among us, even the ones we don't
see. Yes, they do.
See.
Yes. Yeah, yes, they're here.
What is their purpose?
It's just like that realm is just a touch away from us. I mean, all you have to do is touch, you know, reach out into the air and touch, and there's something there, a spirit of some sort, either a loved one or an angel, or, you know, you may not see them with your naked eye, but they're there.
Absolutely. And that's, you know, that's the comforting part of being spiritual or being a medium or being an intuitive or being a psychic, which we all have within us. But knowing that this is a realm we're in. This is not it. Yes, for a physical body, as a lifetime. But you'll be back, and if you're not and you don't choose to come back, then maybe all of your lessons are learned. But they keep telling me I'm going to keep jumping back, that I have 34 lifetimes to make up the karma that I need. So I'm hoping in this lifetime I don't make any more karmic footprints. So, and what is really cool... Go ahead.
I know for this lifetime, I'm here to
what do I want to say? Understand everything about what has happened so I can move on to the next.
Well, I will tell you, Candy, wherever you go, I will meet you there sometime. I am hoping to jump back here a few more times because I still want to be Madonna. Like, you know, why can't I rock the rockin' angel? You know, I mean, that's what I'm getting closer. But, you know, I want to be, next time around, I want to have, but I don't want to be like a regular rock star who maybe never makes it. I want to be the one at the top because I want to reach people with music, even though you heard I can't sing. So one day I'm coming back and my voice will get better. So anyway, I love the angels. I love that we'll take one angel every time we talk and start maybe from the root chakra the next time. So we'll talk red. And who is red?
Archangel Uriel.
Okay, and Archangel Uriel is the red, the angel that rocks red. And he's he or she.
He's the angel of wisdom. I think Uriel is a she.
Well, you know, I see everybody as male anyway.
When I see him, I see him as swirls of their color. So to me, they have no he or she to them. They're colors.
It's hard to say he, she, or it. Well, you know, that's the thing. It's hard to say he, she, so you got to kind of pick one, and that's why I always pick, you know, I always love, you know, men, so because I'm a woman, that doesn't matter because there's plenty of people who rock all different kinds of things, but I always think that males, but I do love the color red, and the reason is it's the angel of wisdom, like you said. What's cool about that is your root chakra is what centers you. It's what actually anchors you to the earth. It's our connection and ability to accept and to represent the foundation and feeling of being grounded. So it's at your base of your spine, it's your tailbone area. And the emotional part of that is survival. Issues such as financial independence, money, and food are your root chakra.
Right.
Then you look at Uriel, and he is the angel of wisdom. I mean, what better angel could you rock that color of wisdom, because your basic needs are in your root chakra. So I love that. I am going to go to the phone. I think it's Brenda.
Just a second, Bonnie, before you do this. At 3:33 this morning, I was woken up and asked to read the angel number 333. So here it is.
Wow.
You are completely surrounded, protected, loved, and guided by the Ascended Masters. That's for everybody today.
I love that. It's so cool. In fact, before we actually get to the phone, I do have an angel oracle deck. So I'm going to shuffle. I did pull one out for myself this morning, as selfish as that sounds. But the oracle cards are by Doreen Virtue, and this is the angel oracle card. I am just going to shuffle. Since you had the number 333, I am going to shuffle three times, and then I'm going to pull one out and see what we get for the day.
Okay.
I usually do it with a tarot card, but because we're talking of angels, I'm pulling the angel deck out. So I have one more shuffle.
And that is her newest deck, and it is so beautiful. It is so beautifully illustrated.
Oh, my goodness. This is the card that I pulled out. It's so beautiful. And what's funny is it's all purple wings with yellow everywhere. So it might be a combination of everything that's around. It's called Release and Surrender. We shower you with blessings of our radiant love. Open your arms and release the challenges that you've held tightly gripped within your hand. Open your hand, arms, heart to our love and assistance. I love that because we're talking about angels.
Yes.
And this one?
It really fits into what we're talking about today.
Yeah. And I love that. That's what I like about the angel cards. They're always uplifting. News from the angels, whether it's or it's not as good as you'd like, are always uplifting because they say it in such an uplifting way. So I am going to take, I think it's Brenda that's on. Not real sure. 770. Are you Brenda? Brenda?
Hello? Sandy.
Hi, Sandy. You know what? I got to tell you something, Sandy. I'm glad that you called. Every time I see a number, and I'm sure Brenda's number isn't this, I can't remember numbers. Spirit doesn't let me. I guess it's because if I did, I would know who was on the phone. So you'll have to forgive me. And hi, Sandy.
Hi. How are you?
How are you today?
I'm doing well. I'm doing real well. Just a little chilly.
Where are you?
I'm in Florida.
Oh, wait a minute. So am I. And I had my fireplace on this morning. Is that why you're chilly?
Yes, I don't have a fireplace.
Where in Florida are you? Oh, you're in St. Joe. You're in
Tallahassee.
Oh, I know. You're up north. Okay, you're up north. Oh my goodness gracious, you're about 5 degrees even cooler than us, I think. So, so get yourself some like a fake fireplace. Put it outside. But how can we help you today, Sandy?
I just wanted to see what the angels had to say for me.
Okay, well, you know what?
Oh,
I'm right behind our angel girl because you know me and I always give my opinion from my highest self and from my angels and guides. But first, we are going to hear from Candy. Candy, you go for it.
Okay, Sandy. By your phone number, I looked it up at the beginning of 770, and that message is God is watching over you and your loved ones. Know that you're safe and protected. I feel you have a worry over, I'm going to say about your, do you have a spouse?
Yes.
For some reason you're worried over him, and the angels are asking you to stop worrying as much over that problem that you're worrying about, because the more you worry about that, it upsets you, and it's really for naught, they say. I don't use that word, but that's what they said. You need to start believing in yourself and in him, and things will be better. This is what they're telling me to tell you today.
Okay. Well, I appreciate it. And how is this weekend going to turn out?
If you go into it with a positive outlook, it will turn out positive. It depends upon the way you feel about it, and I feel if you go in there looking good at it, it'll turn out well. It's all up to you and your emotions, how you want to handle it.
Okay.
Can I ask you a question? Yeah, Sandy, well, you know me because I'm going to jump in anyway. Sandy, what I'm hearing from my guides, is this about, I don't remember phone numbers. I barely remember people, only that I'm very happy and thankful that I have people that call and that, you know, listen on the show. They keep saying that you're worried about a job. His job. Is that what this is about?
About a job.
His job. Your spouse's job.
Well, the only worry I have about a job is I'm hoping that he will change jobs here quickly.
Okay. That's what they keep saying, that you're worried about his job. So, you know, and that is this weekend a business working weekend or is this family? Because I feel like this is more about business.
It's really family.
Okay. So is it his, you know, I'm not understanding, like they're showing me business. So maybe that your worry of business or where you are it should be dropped this weekend, because that could get or interfere with how you're going to interact with family. Does that make sense?
I don't know. You know, the thing is I know we're going over to Destin Beach, and we already had that planned, and his cousins are all meeting up together on Sunday, and I think that kind of makes me nervous at this point in time.
Well, what they're saying is everything that they keep giving me the business. So I'm not really tuned into the family issue right now, but I am tuned into the business issue. And what they're asking me to tell you, okay, go ahead.
Well, does that mean my husband's just busy thinking about work?
I think, no, they're telling me to tell you. This is what you're thinking about, is that his business, that you're worried about something about his business or what he works for, who he works for. So what they're asking you to do is to release all of that and to really just go in to this weekend thinking that your husband can make the right decisions no matter who he's with, whether it's personal or private, and that you being so worried about his business or where he is or getting another job or leaving this one or not leaving this one, they're saying that's going to affect your weekend. So if you go into it knowing that you've got to release everything, you got to just have a good time no matter what comes up, I think that you're going to have a better time than you think. And I don't feel that spirit is telling me they need to be, that you need to be worried about your husband with any member this weekend. So does that make sense?
Maybe. I guess it does.
So if you try that, Sandy, I really would love you to try going into it. They're showing me how you're going into it, and you're preoccupied. So I don't love that feeling because I'm antsy myself when I feel that.
Mm-hmm.
So if you go in with more love, and not so much that you don't know how the weekend is going to turn out, but that you go in with the, I'm going to have a great weekend. This weekend is going to turn out perfect. What they're saying is it will. And that's kind of what Candy was bringing through. So
right.
I believe put everything behind you, business, whether you're worried, whatever is going to happen this weekend, if you go in with a positive feeling versus a, I don't know what's going to happen, which is more of a negative feeling, I think you're going to be real surprised that you will have a, and things could turn out this weekend for the positive for both of you in the future, is what they're telling me.
Okay. Well, that's great. That's great to hear.
Yeah.
And I will take a positive attitude.
Good, because I'm going to tell you, it's going to be, they're saying, a make and break decision. So if you decide that you're not, you know, something starts worrying you, what you do is say, you know what, I called Bonnie's show and I talked to Candy and Bonnie, I'm throwing that negative thought out. And then put a smile on your face or say the word happy to yourself, because I do believe that there is going to be something that comes out of this weekend, if you go in with a positive view, that both you and your husband going through to the future it'll really make a difference and you'll really achieve something. So will you call us and let us know? Because I'm dying to know what happens.
Okay, I will.
Well, thank you.
I really will.
Have a wonderful weekend, Sandy.
Have a wonderful weekend, Sandy. And are you taking, wait a minute, before you get off, are you thinking of taking a pie with you?
I was thinking about taking a kind of a cheesecake, but not a one with, you know, that's a savory one.
Okay, because I'm seeing, you know, I'm seeing a pie. So, you know, sometimes my, they give me symbols. So it doesn't mean it has to be, you know, but it's a dessert. So What it's really crazy, and unless this means something to you, they're handing me a pie that's kind of, it's a darker pie. So it's either blueberry, blackberry, elderberry, some kind of berry. And and it's got the lattice work on the top. So I don't know if that means anything. You like pie, your husband likes pie, or they're just saying you're bringing something with you that's just, you know, that's more of a savory. A savory would not be so much dessert, but they're showing me that you're taking something to this place, and maybe you should take a big pie.
Yeah, maybe I should change to a pie, and, because I can't find my 9-inch springform pan. All I have is my 6 and 3-inch ones, and you know, I don't know where my 9-inch one is. So I either have to A, get one, or B, make smaller pies. I mean, smaller cheesecakes.
Yeah. Well, I'll tell you, I do see a pie. So maybe, and again, it's your symbol. So either either you're going to end up bringing a pie, or they're showing me that you're bringing dessert. So whatever you do, maybe this is a great idea, and that's why they came real quickly with this pie. Maybe you could go to, like, Costco, because they have the most delicious, huge, I think they're like $6 or $5, big, huge, like blueberry pies.
That's on the way.
Pies. Yeah, so I think that that would be a really good thing, because that's what they're saying to me, to take with you.
Okay. I appreciate it.
And that'll save you.
Sandy?
That'll save you.
Go ahead. Oops, sorry, Bunny.
No, go ahead. Go ahead, Candy.
Sandy, do you have a cupboard that's kind of long and narrow?
Do what?
Do you have a cupboard that's long and narrow that you put your pans in?
I'm not understanding.
Do you have a cupboard that's long where you put your pans? You kind of
do. Maybe, yeah.
It feels like that pan you're looking for, it has fallen down under the other pans, and it's kind of down on the bottom.
Okay. Oh, a pan that's long and narrow.
No, your cupboard. The cupboard.
Yes, I have a long, narrow cupboard, yes.
Okay, it feels like it's in there and down and under the other stuff.
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm.
So I need to look there. Maybe, could it be in with some Tupperware or something?
It feels like it's down and under and buried under stuff.
Okay, I'll look.
That you kind of have to dig to find it.
Okay.
The nice thing about that, Sandy, is you're not going to need it because you're bringing a huge, big blueberry pie.
Well, my husband would like a blueberry pie better than a cheesecake, I think.
Well, hey, go for it. And it's going to make everybody smile, because I don't know anybody that doesn't look at that pie, because it looks so good. I could see the pie. It looks so good that I think you'll be a big hit.
Okay. Well, I'll try it.
Wonderful. Well, listen, let us know how it goes, and have a fabulous time.
I will.
All right, thanks. And go look for your pan, and let us know if you find it.
Look for your pan after the weekend, so you don't have to, so you can go get that pie at that grocery store.
Yeah,
oh, my
goodness.
True.
You don't make things very much, do you?
Me, no.
No. No. But I'll tell you, the reason why I don't see you making this blueberry pie is because it's so big. It's a really big pie. And the only
I don't have a big pan.
And the only big pie I know is the ones that they show me from Costco. Really, I mean, I don't go to Costco, but I had somebody, and the only reason is it's far, but we do belong, but that's the pie they're showing me. So go for it.
Okay. I appreciate it.
You're welcome. Have a great day.
You
great
too.
Right, bye-bye. Have fun this weekend. I love that. You know, I just love that. You know, now I want a pie. Now I want a pie.
Now I want a blueberry pie there, Bonnie.
I know. I mean, it was just so funny how they came. Yeah, it was just so funny how they came, like, rushing back. So I with this pie. And, you know, sometimes symbols, and this is what I always tell everybody, they're your symbols. Just like she said, her husband loves blueberry pie. It could be that that's why they showed me a dark berry pie. Mm-hmm. So you don't ever know. But I kind of felt like, because there's going to be a lot of people there, they were showing it to me for, like, no, don't make that cheesecake. Take a big blueberry pie. And that's it. I wish, you know, that's interesting because I have two chefs at home. And so nothing is ever bought. It's always made from scratch anymore. So I know today Arthur is going to make donuts. I mean, I've only gained 20, but if everybody sees my picture, I'm like 10 pounds to 15 pounds heavier because Arthur is making everything. I always say I eat in a 5-star restaurant every day. So I'm trying to pick up my exercise, and it hasn't been great, but I'm just starting again. So I know that if he's making donuts for dinner, I'm in big trouble because donuts, I haven't had a donut. Yeah, I haven't had a donut in like forever. And if you think I'm not going to just look at them and say, oh, gosh, I've got to try it. So what my new theory is with Arthur and his cooking is whatever he puts on my plate, I'm going to eat half of. So you better hope he puts a dozen donuts on my plate. Then I'm only going to eat six. So speaking of the weekend. I know. Speaking of the weekend, I've got to tell you why I even wanted to talk about angels is we have Valentine's Day coming up on Saturday. St. Valentine's. And I think Ron went into this. But Valentine's Day is all about the heart chakra, and that's the color green. Although you know what I say. You can make it any color you want, but when you're trying to clear out... Yeah, if you want to clear out your chakras, I would use the colors they use, and then you can put your color on top of it. And I think the color green, the angel that rocks green, and I'm is Raphael, the angel of healing.
That's okay. Yes, that's right.
Yeah, and that is so cool because I want to tell everybody, and then I'll ask you, but, you know, our hearts, I always tell everybody, you can love your pet, you can love your family, and you can love your friends. You don't need to have a love in your life to celebrate Valentine's Day, which is really man-made, or you can love yourself. And so what I tell you is use that color green, and you can mix it with your red or pink for love, and start pouring out love to other people. It doesn't mean for you... Everybody who dreads Valentine's Day because they don't have a, quote, Valentine, it doesn't just mean you have to have one, but it means you can give one. So if you love yourself and spread love and happiness to your pets, to your friends, to yourself, that also is part of Valentine's Day. And this is what I tell everybody who isn't have a Valentine or one that they want in their life. Look around you because I know there's something to love. Go to the store and buy yourself a Valentine. Buy the best chocolate, cake, cookie, anything you want, or even a veggie that you want, and rock that day for yourself and make others feel loved versus that you have to have a, quote, true love or soulmate. So I know there's going to be plenty of you out there that say, oh, I dread Valentine's Day. Don't look at it that way. Look at it through the angel's eyes. Love yourself. Heal yourself. And start spreading love to everything around. Even you should do it all the time, but on that day.
Right.
Don't you agree?
I do. I agree with that. Because, there's been sometimes that, you know, I was alone by myself on that day, and I just went out and had lunch on my own.
Well, and you know what I do?
It's always important to take care of yourself, too.
Absolutely. And I'm married. How long am I married? I'm married 35 years this year. And I'm only 17, so just think, we were in spirit married. Anyway, my favorite are Cadbury candy or the Lindt truffles, milk chocolate truffles. So what I do is, because my husband probably doesn't think I need to have one, I will go to the store. I even go to Walgreens. I see all the pretty Valentine's, and I buy one for myself. And I give, like, candy, little, you don't need a whole lot of money. Just, it's like a dollar, even that, since people don't have. But I just buy, like, a Cadbury piece of chocolate. I buy my kids. I think my son wanted Nerds, and I sent my daughter a Godiva chocolate. And my husband and I will make dinner. But just go to the store. Buy something you want. It doesn't have to be expensive. And enjoy your heart chakra. Enjoy St. Valentine's Day. For one, yourself, and two, spread it to others. So, like I said, your pets, if any of you, and I know you do, Candy, if any of you that you love, honor, and cherish, share your Valentine's Day with them. And if you don't have any pets, share it with your friends. And if the friends aren't around, love yourself. Because I've got to tell you, and the message is clear, if you don't love yourself first, you can't radiate love. You radiate others. You radiate hurt to others. So please start looking at yourself. Yeah, looking at yourself. Give you even hot chocolate. I think Sandy was cold. Drink a Valentine's Day hot chocolate and tip your glass to life, because it's wonderful. It's Earth school. Learn a lot. Play a lot. Love a lot. You're going to grieve a lot too here. And know that there is something out there that you can touch that we can't see. So I love that, and I do love Valentine's Day. How are you going to spend it?
Well, actually, this weekend is extremely special in our house anyway, because today, the 12th, is actually Earl's birthday. So, and then Valentine's Day is the 14th. So we kind of like celebrate both days in one, and he's home today, tomorrow, so he's having a 4-day weekend with us, and we're going to actually make a special dinner for him that he wants. He wanted some steak and some risotto.
Well, here's what I'm going to do, because you said birthday, so you can't go any further. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear Errol. Happy birthday to you. So I want to say
you.
Happy birthday. Have a great Valentine's, everybody out there. I only have 2 minutes left. It's an hour show. I do. I am celebrating. I'm taking my son out to lunch, and that's why I changed the day for the show and the time. I want to tell everybody that I love you. I will be here tomorrow for Coffee with Bonnie to end your week. We are going to continue talking about chakras, but we're going into past lives pretty quick. So please join me tomorrow with Coffee with Bonnie at 9:00, and please have a great day. Have a fabulous weekend. If I don't see you tomorrow or hear from you tomorrow, and just know that be happy. It's the way that we look at and perceive things that will change our life. So everyone, have a great day. Thank you, Candy, for joining me, and I so appreciate.
Thank you for having me.
I so appreciate. You're welcome. I so appreciate the angels. So I'll talk to you soon. And bye, everyone.
Bye bye.